A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verses 23 through 28. After staying in Antioch some time, Paul left and traveled in orderly sequence through the Galatian country and Phrygia, bringing strength to all the disciples. A Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent speaker, arrived in Ephesus. He was an authority on the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and with ardent spirit spoke and taught accurately about Jesus, although he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. After his arrival, he gave great assistance to those who had come to believe through grace. He vigorously refuted the Jews in public, establishing from the scriptures that the Christ is Jesus. The word of the Lord. Since Easter, we have been on a journey. We have walked with the disciples as they struggled to understand the meaning of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. We have witnessed the transformation of a small, frightened band of disciples into a bold legion of preachers fulfilling Jesus' command to announce the good news to the ends of the earth. The Acts of the Apostles, or as some say, the Acts of the Holy Spirit, reflects the history and the fruit of Christian evangelization. We see a fledgling church begin to take root as Jesus' mission is taken up by those who found new life and hope in the resurrection. Peter and Paul, Priscilla and Aquila, women and men from Jerusalem, Corinth, Caesarea, Antioch, Athens, Ephesus, Damascus, and all the way to Rome, swelled the ranks of those who followed the way of Jesus Christ. The news of Jesus the Christ spread like wildfire because of the perseverance and diligence of these early evangelists in union with the Holy Spirit. The church that we know today stands first on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, evangelist par excellence, as he fully embodied the kingdom of God. We are further indebted to the many great women and men who echoed Jesus' words and witnessed to the kingdom of God with their lives. We can be encouraged and take heart because these were ordinary women and men, like you and me, who witnessed the power of God and grace in their lives through the life and teachings of Jesus. And this same power and grace is alive in each of us. Like the evangelists before us, it is now our work as the people of God to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into the world. We have inherited both the privilege and the responsibility of announcing and living the reality of the kingdom of God at this moment in history. It is our task to speak wherever we are, whether at home, in our community, at our workplace, near or far. And it is our task to speak to whomever we are with, family, friends, co-workers, strangers, familiar or unfamiliar. We are to speak a word that will awaken hope, for a world where all the children are nourished, where every person has a home, where every human being imagines a life of health and well-being, where Earth is honored as a manifestation of God's abundance for all. We can be grateful, as was Paul, for our companions and mission. Priscilla and Aquila support Apollos in his preaching and help him to grow in his understanding of the way of God. The community of disciples supports and encourages one another as they go about teaching and preaching. The support and care that the people of God express to one another testifies to the very authenticity of the mission itself. Together, we celebrate as others are touched by God. And together, we attempt to make sense of the sacred lessons that come when grace is resisted. Because the Holy Spirit is the power source of the Church's missionary activities, we can rely completely on Jesus' promise. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, God will give you. Today is a good day for each of us to reflect on our own journey as an evangelist. Where have we been? Where are we going? Who have we touched? And most importantly, as we reflect on this word today, to answer the question in prayer and reflection as we begin, what mission field am I called to today? Amen.